Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
The Lord is good. Amen. Please have your seat. This is another glorious day. The day the Lord has made, even from the foundation of the earth. It is not an ordinary day, it's a day of the Lord. The day that the kingdom of God will be reestablished in the life of some people. I'm appreciating God Almighty for this time. Since last convention, we've been talking about the kingdom, different flavors, different thoughts, grace Harry imparted, mercy flowed, power flowed, series of things has happened. To the glory of God. Hallelujah. And here we are continuing with that kingdom of God. There is no way we can exhaust it. Even the Bible made us to understand that it is rich. The kingdom of God is very rich. And that's why we are here together to learn to walk in that grace of that kingdom. We have heard that kingdom is not about a place just like that, but it's about life. It's about who you are in the Lord. It's about what you have, what you have learned and known about the Lord. It says his kingdom shall be established, not only now, but forever. That means there is continuity in that kingdom. God is not true with you yet. He's not true with me yet. Because many times we come to the Father of glory, we ask, Lord, do this for me. We pray about things of the kingdom. We pray about things that we need for life and godliness. And we find that only God can give such, even to his people that ask and to the people that seek. Hallelujah. I believe the Lord will talk to us this morning in the name of Jesus. I want to appreciate the presence of the ministers of God in the house. Okay. My husband, Pastor Sheyi Osonyibi, I appreciate you. Thank you very much for being a father, my pastor, and everything. We've been together for long, and God is still helping us. There's no way you can graduate out of marriage. You keep learning. Every day it becomes new. Every day it becomes stronger. Every day it becomes sweeter. And that's why we are still what we are today, and we are still standing by his grace and by his mercy. I bless the name of the Lord for your life, honey. In Jesus' name. I also want to appreciate all the pastors, Pastor Bola Belu and his wife. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for being there. Anytime we will fight and come together. That's God. It's God. It's God. Hallelujah. Thank you for that fatherly heart. The Lord will continue to help you, sir, in Jesus' name. Pastor Dansu, okay? Pastor Ogi, Pastor Dele, Akinshisi, Jayola, all our pastors and our deacon. DPO, Deacon Blessing, your blessing, Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So this morning I want to talk about the glory and the riches of his kingdom. Father, I thank you. In your mercy, I stand. In your grace, I speak. Let your light shine in this place. Let your glory come down. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. Let your will be done, Lord. Let truth prevail. Let power prevail. Let joy prevail. Thank you, Jesus, for everything. As we go into your word, O Lord God, bless us richly in Jesus' name. Amen. In the book of Daniel, chapter 7, the story of this man, thank you, called Daniel was so unique. It was a unique story. During his reign, or during his time rather, there was a king called King Nebuchadnezzar. He was a terrible king, so to say. Pride filled his heart. One day, like that, as the story reported, he looked at himself. He looked at his kingdom, earthly kingdom. And he said, is this not my own kingdom? The kingdom that I built, the kingdom that I am reigning over, the kingdom that I am the king. And at a point that he said that thing, the word of the Lord came and he was dealt with. Even before he was dealt with, there was a warning that the Lord gave him through a vision, that this will happen to you, this will happen to the nation. And he had to call a man. When he could not get anybody to interpret the vision, when he could not get anybody to interpret the dream that he had, someone now told him that here we have someone that can interpret your dream. Thank you. And Daniel was called upon. He interpreted the dream. But he didn't know that it would be like that. When the power of the Lord came down upon him, you know, he became an animal. He became another thing entirely. And the word that came out of his mouth after he had gone through those terrible times. Can we look at verse 14? After going through the terrible period, and I said, and there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away. And his kingdom, that way, shall not be destroyed. It's done on him at a point. After his suffering, he now realized that, yo, I've missed it. And he had to tell people, he had to tell everybody around him that this God is the one that you must serve. Honor him. glorify him. Because his kingdom shall know no end. His kingdom shall not be destroyed. There is no way the glory of the Lord can be destroyed. He realized this. The situation of his life through a man called Daniel. In our generation, we have people that the Lord had set up even to stand and make declaration and reveal the mind of the Father even to us, those of us that call ourselves believers and those that are outside. The Bible said something, it said that in the past, in the book of Ephesians, says in the past, some things were not revealed. They had information about what the Lord will do. They had information about the nation. They had information about themselves, about the world, about the earth. But the totality of what God wanted to do was not revealed unto the men of old. They had a partial knowledge of what God would do. Hallelujah. But when we now come to another dispensation of the New Testament, the Lord revealed his mind unto his people. And that's why you and I, we are so free. We can read the word of the Lord and we get understanding of it. We can read the word of the Lord and we have light. We can read the word of the Lord and be able to interpret it easily because the Lord has given us that grace. He has given us that privilege. He has given us that opportunity that those men of old, that they could not get. So, this time that we are in this dispensation, we have the privilege even to know things about the kingdom of God, to know things about the glory of God. You know, literally when you talk about glory, is a generic thing that anybody can talk about. A little thing like this, oh, glory to God. When somebody gives birth, say glory to God. When you are successful, you say glory to God. But when you are in trouble, we hardly say glory to God. Because we don't see any glory in that. But when you are in trouble, you sometimes see the glory of God in it. You can look at glory as an abstract. You can look at glory as nothing. But it meant a lot unto the Lord. Nebuchadnezzar realized this. And he had to say it, that you should give glory. That this God, the dominion should be given to him. The kingdom and everybody, that they should serve the Lord. That they should give themselves unto the Lord who remains forever. Talking about the glory of the Lord, sometimes we are appreciating God. We are appreciating the God of heaven and earth. And at the same time, we look at that glory as God is the owner of that glory. He created he himself. He is the glory. There is a place in the book of the Bible that it says that I, the Lord, that I am almighty. When he was revealing himself unto Abraham, when he was about to change his status, when he was about to change his name, he revealed himself unto Abraham. And he said that I am the Lord. I am the Almighty. I am the El Shaddai. I am the Adonai. I am the Eloi. I am. To Moses, he said, I am the I am. When he didn't know what to say, said, ah, God said, go and do this. Said, who are you? How do I tell people that I met myself? Just tell them, I am that I am. I am the Lord. I am the Almighty. I am the El Shaddai. Talking about the El Almighty, it means that he has the whole world. He created it and he owns it. Nothing can change this fact. And again he said that the El Shaddai God. I looked at him and said, who, this El Shaddai? What is El Shaddai? Someone said he's a double-breasted God. That is God that is sufficient in all things. Is it spiritual? Is it physical things? All things, they reside in the Lord. And from him he gives unto whomsoever he wishes to give it to. Nobody can turn the hand of the Lord to get whatever you want. Except he desires, says, okay, this I will give up to you. For Abraham did not ask for anything. He just said, walk before me and be thou perfect. I'm giving you this honor because I am Almighty. Genesis 17 verse 1. I am Almighty. Thank you. And when Abraham was 90 years old and 9, and the Lord appeared unto Abraham. The Lord will appear unto you in Jesus' name. And said unto him, I am the Almighty God. He claimed it that he is the owner, the Lord of Lords. I am the Almighty God. And he gave him an assignment. The only assignment he gave him at that particular time was what? Just to walk before me and be thou a perfect. Just to walk before the Lord and be thou perfect. And I believe that the Lord is talking to us too. That we walk before him and be perfect. It is possible for us to say we are serving the Lord and we are not yet coming to perfection. We have been walking with the Lord. We have been relating with him. But we are not perfect. A king must be perfect. And we are kings. You know, nobody can just give instruction to king. Anyhow, a king is the owner, is the Lord. Apasheni. God is the king, is the Almighty. He gives honor, he gives power, he gives instruction, he gives direction, he gives everything unto us because he's Almighty God. To walk before the Lord is by grace and by the Spirit of the Lord. Even though it was not so clear unto Abraham at that time, but he had a relationship with the Lord. There was a partnership. There was a relationship. There was this skin and heart thing. There was this connection between the two of them. It was after he walked with the Lord perfectly. That was after he had the first seed, the genuine seed. He had the seed before, but he had the genuine seed after his walk with the Lord. Because at 99 years, the Lord came and appeared unto him and gave him a word that you walk, you relate, you have dominion. You have control. You have authority. Until after then. That was now when the Lord gave Abraham the seed, the first seed. So it was not by mistake. It was by direction and instruction which he followed. And he had the first seed. Pastor Jaja was talking about the nation yesterday that, well, God is dealing with individuals. And that was what he did in the life of Abraham. It was an individualistic thing. He called him. He told him, do this, then you will have this. Without you doing it, you won't have anything. And I don't know, many of us, the Lord has been talking to us, has been speaking to us. He has been telling us that this is the way. And with this, when you walk in my way, you get result for it. But many of us are so stubborn, we are disobedient. We are not even ready to. We want to go in our own way, in our own knowledge, in our own understanding. Yet this is how I've been doing it. And I will continue like that for 99 years. For crying out aloud. What was he doing? Are we saying that he was not really working with the Lord? At that time, he still had relationship with God. But was not enough. God was not satisfied with that relationship. God was not really seeing the effect of that relationship. And that was how he now came and appeared unto him. Apart from the seed that he needed. Apart from the promise that he had given unto him. He still needed that relationship. So likewise, as children of God, there is need for us to have relationship with the Lord. We cannot cut off from that relationship. We cannot cut off from that knowing the Lord. We for the past 1 or 2 days now, we're talking about God revealing. There is need for us to be in proper place, in proper location, so that God can speak unto us. The Lord spoke to Abraham directly. And I believe the Lord is still speaking. The Lord is still speaking to us. In the book of Exodus, when Moses was in a place, he was in the bush. He saw something because God needed his attention at that time. He was in the bush. And right in the bush, the Bible says that the light, the bush was burning. But there was nobody. He didn't see anybody. It was burning. Let's quickly look at where the burning bush. Okay. Yes, Exodus. Exodus 1, sorry. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert, and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire, out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush, and said, Moses, Moses, and he said, here I am. And he said, draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, I said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Hallelujah. This is a story that really interests me. How can the bush be burning? And there was no fire, no matches, nothing. And the bush started burning like that. Look, I believe he was so so scared that this is an unusual situation. But out of that burning bush, the Lord spoke to him. The Lord spoke to him. He said that I will now turn. Said I will now turn. How many of us has the Lord been talking to you and we continue in our ways? He said I will turn. There is a place, I think, in the book of Chronicles that says that that his people, that if my people who are called by my name, people that are called by my name, if they will humble themselves, if they will pray unto me and turn. This is what Moses did. He humbled himself. He turned. And he asked the Lord, said, I will now turn and look. You know, it was so mysterious looking at bush burning without anybody putting on fire, without anybody doing anything. It was mysterious. And it's one of the things that I pray that the Lord will do for us, even at this generation. That things will happen, that we will see the hand of the Lord and we will see the move. We will see the power of the Lord working in our midst. That we will see and look at it, that this is the hand of the Lord. This is the finger of the Lord. Even though Pharaoh said this is the finger of the Lord, when problem came, when he was under plague. But we will see the Lord in a better way when it comes to spiritual things. By the time the Lord begins to reveal his mind and his purposes unto us, then we will turn and change. And then we'll face the Lord. He says, if they turn, that he will heal their land. We will touch them. The Lord is here to touch us. The Lord is here to heal our land. The Lord is here to heal us from our troubles. Because he is the owner. He knows. He sees. And he speaks to us daily. But the problem is that we don't wait to hear the word of the Lord. We don't wait to hear his instruction. But if we hear the instruction, if we hear the voice of the Lord, we will turn. Paul turned. When the word of the Lord came unto me, why are you kicking against me? Why are you fighting me? Why are you after me? He turned. He changed his destination. Because God revealed himself unto him. He spoke to him, why are you persecuting me? Why are you after me? And he turned. And when he turned, the Lord gave him a series of assignments. Moses was given an assignment when he turned. He said that you will lead my people. You will make declaration of me because I am rich in mercy. You will let the hidden know that I am a living God. You will let the hidden know that I am almighty, that I have everything that it takes. I have everything. I created everything. And I give everything unto whosoever that I desire to give. Or those that seek me. Say, those that seek me, they will find me. How much of God are we seeking? If we say we are the people of the kingdom, how much of God? How much of his ways are we seeking? If you turn from your ways, your thoughts, your life, your things, ephemeral things. I, the Lord, I will hear and I will heal your land. Healing is not about your body, maybe you have a fracture or you have a headache. Not only that, there are some spiritual things that the Lord wants to take to put in us. And that means that some things that we have held on to has to be taken out, has to be removed, so that the Lord can do his own plantation. The Lord wants to impregnate some people with his power, with his gift. But many are not even ready to receive. Pastor D was telling us about wooing God. Pastor Jaja came again and said, woo. Ah, I said, there is connection. There is need for me to come together. Let God woo me. Let me be his wife. Let me be his lover. And let me be able to woo the Lord. That we will be together and continue and continue and continue. He says, his kingdom shall not know no end. It will continue. We must make sure, we must wake up. We must be quickened so that we can have a lovely and glorious relationship with the Father, so that things can be okay for us. Said unto Moses, walk before me and be thou perfect. God desires our perfection. He desires our work. He desires relationship. And I believe and I know that the Lord will help us in getting there in Jesus' name. There is always a progression. As we woo the Lord, as we walk with the Lord, as we relate to him, there is a progression. About that progression, that it must come from you. Hallelujah. In the book of Ephesians chapter 1, you're welcome, Pastor Bolu. Chapter 1 says, can we quickly read it? I want us to look at some of the riches of Christ. Ephesians chapter 1. Oh. Daddy, you are welcome, sir. That's General Moshebit retired. Hallelujah. You are welcome, sir. Carol, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Amen. That's my husband's uncle. Hallelujah. All the way from Ijare. He promised coming and we are glad he's here this morning. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, okay. Ephesians 1:3. We are looking at the glory and the riches of his kingdom. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with what? All spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Hallelujah. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord, the owner of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all, the Creator of heaven and earth, the Lord of lords. Paul did not have any choice than just thought of it that let's give honor to this man. Let's give honor to our God, the Father of glory. He has given us all things. He has blessed us all things. If he doesn't have it, he wouldn't give it. What he has given unto us. Blessed be the Lord who has blessed us with spiritual things. When we have the spiritual, yes, we will have the natural, the physical. We will have it. But first of all, let's have the spiritual. God has given us things. There is a place in the book of Corinthians that says, all things are yours. Everything. Everything. Name it. As long as you are a child of God, you have all things. But with caution.
with caution. You can't just dabble into it because the Lord has given you all things, then I do what I like. With caution. He has given us spiritual things. He has given us life. He has given us things that pertain unto godliness. In the book of Peter, it says he has given us things that pertain unto life. Things that pertain unto Christ. Not that Christ is alive. That is what we have. Christ is alive. He's alive. He's everything. And for us to woo the Lord, then that means we get that life, those things that we need. The natural things that we need. But first of all, give us spiritual things. Spiritual things. Not things that we can just think about. But things that the Lord himself desired to download onto our hearts. Spiritual things in terms of power, spiritual things in terms of feelings, spiritual things in terms of faith. If you look at the book of Hebrews chapter 11, those things that were given to those men. We have privilege. We have power. We have honor. We have access. The Lord has given us access to spiritual things. Come unto me, all you that labor, and I will give you rest. Those that are heavy laden, those that are in trouble, those that have not found their faith in the Lord, come unto me. I will give you rest. I will give you solution. I will give you spiritual things that you will work with, and that thing will tailor your life, that thing you walk through. Not ordinary things, but the things that I myself, as I am, as the Almighty, as the double-breasted God, as the El Shaddai, will give you, and you walk and run with it. Only for you to be perfect. Perfection, you know, we talk about completion, we talk about finishing. And here in PGT, we are the finishing generation. The Lord will bring us to that finishing in the name of Jesus. We were talking about eternal life and everlasting life. And I believe we all know what it means. Not that we will have eternal life and we have everlasting life. We have eternal life because we are living. We are representative. We are saints. We are children of God. We have given our lives unto him. We have that life. That's why we are able to come to church. You know, there's no need for anybody forcing you to church. Well, I think you need a rethink. Or asking you to come, they are doing something. You need to have a rethink. Let God help you. But know very well that all things has been given unto us. It says that things were made by Christ, for Christ, by Christ, for Christ, and for us. As long as Christ has it, we have it. Talking about authority, Christ has it. Say, what I see my Father do it, that I will do. We heard about the will of the Lord. It's the will of the Lord. We will push it forward. We will push it out. You will walk in that will of the Lord. Not your own will. Because your own will is dangerous. It is limited. It is searchable. It is perturbable. It's something that it can just disappear. But for the Lord, it will not disappear, it will continue. Since we have unsearchable riches. The riches that has no ending. That is the kingdom of God. It is not limited. It cannot be cut off. Because God is the owner of that kingdom. He created that kingdom. And his own desire is for for us to just come into that kingdom. Come into that Christ. Christ is the kingdom. Christ is the kingdom. There is no other kingdom but kingdom of God. Kingdom of Christ. That's why it talks about kingdom of gospel, you know, so many things like that. But I want you to know that the riches that we are talking about remains forever. Hallelujah. That means our children, they are coming into it. They will enjoy it. Because it will go from generation to generation. In the past, some people, they were in it. They enjoyed it. They enjoyed this kingdom, but they did not enjoy it enough. The patriarch, they did not enjoy it all. But now we have a means that we will just rejoice because we are enjoying it. We are entering it. We have been given access. Access. Let's come to the throne of grace. We have access. When we have that access, that means you will experience God. You will experience His power. You will benefit from that which He has prepared, even for the children of God. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God is forever. It's forever. Hallelujah. Can we look at that Ephesians chapter 1? That's Ephesians 1:16. Okay, let me from verse, okay. Just let me quickly run through the prayers in which Paul prayed for the Ephesians. You remember he prayed one that his grace will abound in verse 7. In verse 7 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. These are the riches that we get in Christ. We have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. These are the riches that believers, that we have attained, that we have received from the Lord according to his riches of his grace. And now it came to verse 15. And downward, the prayer of Paul. So wherefore I also, after I had your faith in the Lord and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe according to the working of his mighty power. These are riches. These are the things that the Lord used Paul even to pray for the Ephesians. The saints in the Lord. He had to pray for them that this is that the Lord will give unto them. That the Lord will give them this riches that has no end. He will give them wisdom. These are still spiritual things that we are expected to have in the Lord. And if you look at the book of Colossians 2, talks about, let me quickly look at Colossians chapter 2 verse 9. Okay. Hallelujah. The book of Colossians This is still part of what the Lord desired and what Paul prayed for the children of that he prayed for the believers. Colossians 2:19. Okay. Amen. I'm looking at where he talks about knowing him, to be built up in him, that we know the prayer that it is well. We see one of the things that the riches of the kingdom is all about, and the spiritual things that the Lord has given unto us, is that we should be rooted and be built up in him and be established in faith. And ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. It says, first of all, that it is well. I'm talking about the access that he has given us, access even to the kingdom. And giving us access is that we are going to be rooted, that we're going to be built up, that we are going to be established. Talking about these three things, to be rooted, that means you are to be grounded. To be grounded, and then you are being built up and being established in faith. And something like this he gave on to Jeremiah. He said he has given Jeremiah that privilege to destroy, to root out, and then to plant. And this he has given us better covenant for us to be rooted, for us to be established even in this kingdom. We shall be established in the kingdom in the name of Jesus. The Lord has given us grace as legal owners of his kingdom. He has given us opportunity as joint heirs to the kingdom. Joint heirs to the Lord, to the kingdom. Not by ourselves, but by the Spirit of the Lord. It is the Spirit of the Lord that guides and tailored ourselves and tailored our ways in that kingdom. For us to be established, we are not just in the kingdom just for the sake of it. But Christ has brought us into that kingdom so that we can be established and move on in the power of the Lord. There are so many of us the Lord has given grace to do some things for him, in which Paul did. And he did it so well, because one, he was strengthened in that faith. He was dwelling with the Lord. He was rooted even in the in terms of the length, the breadth, the depth. The depth. You can't come into the kingdom and not come into that depth. What God desires of us is to come into depth with him. Is to come and know the everything about him. So when you are established in this kingdom, you have a training, a retraining. There is something they call retraining. Initially you have training because you have come as a child of God, and you need a grace, you need power to be built up, to know him the more, to love him the more. You are not to be cut off. You are not just at least I have the Lord, I'm in the kingdom and things like that. More knowledge is needed. More power is needed. More strength is needed, according to what we have in Colossians 2, verse 16 and the like. I pray that the Lord God Almighty will help us to continue even in this grace that we have in the name of Jesus, that we'll be filled will be filled with the power, will be filled with anointing, will be filled with his grace in the name of Jesus. There is no stopping. There is no hindrance. As long as you are relating well with the Lord, there is no stopping. There is no waiting. You know, I said that you become a legal owner. Because you have been established in that kingdom, you become legal owner of that kingdom. Hallelujah. Can we quickly look at something about the glory of God that I want to quickly touch in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 40. I pray that the Lord will show us his glory in full in the name of Jesus. It says in the book of 1 Corinthians, talks about the different glories. Different glories. He said there are glories. He said there are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one. And the glory of the terrestrial is another. The next verse. And there is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. And one star differeth from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, and it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. There are different types of glories. The one on the land, the celestial, that's the spiritual type of glories that we are talking about. The glories of the sun, the glories of the moon, the glory, you know, so many things like that about God, about the creation, about things above. They are not natural things. And that was why, you know, Joshua was able to talk, says, let the sun stand still. You know, was able to command. That's the glory that the Lord has given us as people of God to be able to say, says, if we declare a thing, it shall be established. One of the things that the Lord has given unto us is this glory of the celestial, and the glory of the terrestrial that talks about the things that you can see, that talks about man, that talks about you being able to say, land, I speak unto you, hear the word of the Lord, and it shall be established. That's a kingdom from your mouth, that a word that you pronounce. So those things that there will be, and they will be. Because the Lord has given you mouth, he has given you power, he has given you authority. This he gave unto his disciples. This he gave unto the apostles. They have glory, they have that power. When Peter was praying for that man at the gate, said that we have nothing. But what we have the power of God. I have the kingdom. I have authority. I have the word. So I can declare a thing. Say, declare a thing and it shall be established. And so whatsoever that you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Glory differs. It depends on how we exercise it. It differs. But by the anointing and by the power and the spirit of the Lord, we can establish whatsoever that we say. The operations of this glory, they differ. In all things, they differ. And God made it so. God made it so. Let me see verse 41 quickly. My time is almost up. Wow. 15:41. Yeah, the glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars. Stars differ from another. When you look at third up there, in the night, some you see they are so tiny. Some you see they are so big. God made such. So they are not natural things. They are things orchestrated by God. They are things created and uploaded by God even to the earth for us to see. And then we give honor and then we give glory unto the Lord. I was telling my husband recently, I said, I used to remember my mother-in-law. Sometimes anytime she wakes up in the morning, she will come out. I will be at the doorstep. And she will be talking to the heaven. I say, ah, Olodje Eniyo. You know, she will be saying some things and I'll be looking at her and say, ah, that thing is true. And the way you desired it to be, that is what it will be. That today will be peaceful, you will have it. That today I receive joy, you will have it. Today I receive spiritual things in my life, it will have it. What is important for you is to know that you have that which it takes. As a child of God, you have it. You have kingdom. Because it says that the kingdom of this earth shall become that of the Lord. It comes by what you say. It comes by what you do. You establish it. I'm establishing someone is sick. And we keep praying, we keep doing this, doing that. Help us. Help us. Let this person. And sometimes we have forgotten that we just make a declaration. You are healed in Jesus' name. Pastor Jaja said something yesterday. Said that just asked some woman to take water. And she took water. And that was all. But that doesn't mean that it will continue to be like that. Because it differs. The way Jesus Christ healed people that were sick differs. Some use what is just his part on the floor and then on the ground and then rub the face of the person and the person became whole. The important thing is for us to be made whole by the Lord. No man can make anybody whole except Christ does it. It's the one that will just declare in different ways. Okay, sometimes we say, your hand, bring your hand up and then the person will be okay. And that Peter saw in the Lord. When he met the man at the gate, he said, come up. Come up. And the man came up. And when Paul too, when he came out and said, Tabitha, rise up. Different ways, different glories, different means, but by the kingdom, by the Lord. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. You find your place in the Lord. Can you quickly rise up on your feet as I close the message in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want you to begin to thank the Lord for bringing you into his kingdom. Just thank the Lord for that kingdom. Thank the Lord for what he has embedded in you, what he has bestowed in you, what he has given you, the knowledge, the power, the spiritual blessing, the spiritual blessings that he has given unto you. Let's thank the Lord for what he has done. He has done it even from the foundation of the earth. Not that we are just getting it. He has done it. That has been done. We are just coming into it. Even the glories, those terrestrial things that God brought about, that's been given unto us. I want you to pray that the Lord will show you his mind. Lord, show me your mind. Let me have understanding of your mystery. Let those hidden things that I've not known, that I've not learned, be revealed unto me in the name of Jesus. Help my sight. Help me, O Lord, to behold the power that is in your name. Help my sight. Help me to hear your voice. Help me to be able to turn, and rest in you. Blessed be your holy name, O Lord. Blessed be your holy name, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. We glorify your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Our Father in heaven, I thank you for this time. I glorify your holy name for this little that I've been able to share with the people of God. I pray, O Lord God, that your kingdom will be established even in our hearts and in our days in the name of Jesus. I pray, O Lord God, that mysteries, things that have been hidden even from ages, that it will continue to be open unto us in the name of Jesus. I pray, O Lord God, that none of us, O Lord, will fall, that will be established, that will be strengthened, that our love even for you will increase. Our faith, O Lord God, in you will increase. Our power, O Lord God, that only you can give, O Lord God, it will increase. In the name of Jesus, I pray, O Lord God, that you make us even a genuine gift, even to this generation. And the one that are coming behind, O Lord, you will do more than what you are doing for us, even in this generation, unto them. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, O Lord, and glorify your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.